Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Good Wednesday. It's always a special day when Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch stops by. Nobody that I know of, no organization is pursuing things on so many fronts at once and so successful at getting to the bottom, overturning all those rocks in Washington and all over the place. Let's go to Tom Fitton on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Tom, welcome back. Thank you for joining us today.
Hey, you're welcome, Don. Good to be back with you again.
Well, I wanted to ask you, I just thought about it a moment ago. I had a whole list of things here that are pertinent with Obamagate and all that. What is Judicial Watch? Are you guys doing anything on this lockdown? Because I'm beg, borrowing, and stealing anybody I can, Tom, with any idea. In Pennsylvania, we are living under the tiny tyrant's dictates here. I'm not sure if you're aware of that. It's incredible what's going on here.
Yeah, I mean, it's a significant challenge to the Republic and your freedoms. We're monitoring it. We've done Freedom of Information Act requests and, you know, asking some tough questions. And, you know, the problem that we're facing in terms of those of us who want our liberty interests preserved beyond the right to even attend church. So you've got rights, for instance, to have a job. You have rights to run a business that, you know, if they're curtailed, the states are liable, meaning they owe you compensation potentially. And but this is such an extraordinary circumstance. You know, the courts have got to kind of plod through it pretty carefully and slowly. So it's going to be difficult. And this is why I think it's important that the president and the Justice Department intervene in the states to protect the citizens from oppression, because that's what's going on right now. It's oppression. It's soft totalitarianism, to put it charitably, where you have governors taking it upon themselves to shut down and keep from working and suppress all of their rights, practically speaking, the entire citizenry of a state. And that's not what our constitutional republic is about, and certainly contrary to any sense of liberty the Constitution preserves, seeks to preserve and protect. And they don't have the right to take away your constitutional rights. And when that happens, the federal government has an obligation to step in, and they need to start doing that beyond the religious freedom cases, which are important. But look, you can't feed your children if you don't have a job.
Absolutely. And Tom, to your point,
that's a core
yeah,
human
exactly.
right at this point.
I get pushback from some listeners. What about states' rights and all that? But I'm in agreement with you. The long and short of it is this goes well beyond that. We have a guy in Pennsylvania, the governor, that shut down the Right to Know office so that media outlets couldn't get information on this waiver system he set up with that is arbitrary, and we're suing constitutionally on that. And he said because of the pandemic, the Right to Know office is shut down. When you mentioned freedom of information, that's what we're facing. But I wanted to turn, Tom.
Well, they're doing it at the federal level, too. So join our
okay.
Welcome to our world. Yeah.
Suburban counties say lawsuit about voter rolls makes false claims. Conservative, tell it to the judge. So Judicial Watch is watching out for us because we realize how seminal these four counties around Philadelphia are. In Pennsylvania, and Pennsylvania is the ticket to the White House. So what are you trying to do, and what's the result so far?
Well, we sued to clean up the rolls in Pennsylvania. There are about 800,000 names on the rolls in Pennsylvania generally shouldn't be there, it looks like. They should have been removed in a regular sort of process or cleanup process. And in those four counties, those counties specifically that we've been talking about, I think it's three or four, I don't remember now, they simply aren't removing names as the law requires. And we went through and carefully analyzed the data. They also refused to respond to our inquiries about exactly what they were doing. So we sued. And it's really basic. Look, if you don't vote, Dom, the states in theory or the locality is supposed to send you a notice. Are you there?
Right.
And if you don't respond and you don't vote for two federal election cycles, meaning this election, for instance, and in 2022, they then can remove your name from the rolls. Doesn't mean you're not eligible to vote, just means you're not registered anymore and may have to re-register if you're still living there. That's what this is what this is about. And the fact that we're getting such pushback from the bureaucrats and the left tells you what this is really about. They want these extra names on the rolls because, in my view, it's a pool from which they can draw to obtain fraudulent votes.
I agree with you.
Left, for instance, is trying to intervene in our lawsuit here. Why would they care about this?
I couldn't agree more. What can you tell us Judicial Watch is involved in? We're talking with Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch. Mail-in ballots across the country, and particularly here in Pennsylvania, what's going on with that right now?
Well, state-by-state push. Pelosi wants to nationalize it.
Right.
That's in her latest Corona Bus bill. This case shows you why mail-in ballots are treacherous in terms of voter fraud. There are, in Pennsylvania, for instance, as I said, 800,000 names that shouldn't be there arguably. Are they going to get ballots? How are we going to certify the identity of those voting? Are the systems set up to protect and secure those ballots? You know, do we want to turn our 2020 elections over to the United States Postal Service? I think not. There's a story in Paterson, New Jersey. Hundreds of ballots are floating around or being set aside because of concerns about fraud. The lists aren't clean in New Jersey, so the ballots are sitting on the floor near the mailboxes. That's the allegation.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Tom, that's right out of the news, too. I have somebody following this, a couple people. We're really following to see if there's any meaning to that congressional race special election for the Katie Hill seat, the Democrat involved with the threesome and all that in California. The guy is ahead as of this morning by like 11 points, but people are still afraid because Democrats in California can harvest the votes. And that crop can make up any number, I guess. That's what the fear is, right?
Well, you know, for instance, Pelosi's bill wants to, and this is what they were trying to push in Wisconsin before the Supreme Court pushed them back. They wanted to count ballots up until 10 days after the election.
Right.
So, you know, the standard procedure ought to be if you want to vote by mail, you drop it in the mail so it's counted by, but not after Election Day.
Mm-hmm.
So their theory is, you can, at 10 o'clock at night, run down to the post office on Election Day and throw in your ballot. And if you're a ballot harvester, I don't know, maybe hundreds of more to have them voted days after, quote, Election Day. They are setting up an infrastructure. They're setting up the steel. It's hard to overstate it. They're setting up the steel. No voter ID. Washing the system or overwhelming the system with mail-in ballots, ballot harvesting, and it's a recipe for chaos.
Absolutely. But look, you're only one organization, but boy, what an organization. And we'll tell listeners how to support it in a moment. But the other big thing you're involved in, we need a dose of a Hillary update. You guys have all kinds of court orders on her, but you and I know Hillary's pretty determined too, pretty slippery to get out of things.
Well, there's a federal court order that she has to be deposed in our case on the Freedom of Information Act about her emails. It was a Benghazi case, so we're going to be asking her about Benghazi attack records as well. She's desperate to avoid that, so she filed an emergency appeal. On top of that, the court also ordered her to produce a document her lawyers had created, allegedly, about the review and seeming destruction of her emails. And remember, her lawyers took a look at all the emails, and then they decided with her to destroy half of them. So there was a memo about how that all happened. And Hillary Clinton doesn't want to turn over the memo. So we had to file a motion to compel because she's resisting the court ruling that she turn over at least a portion of the memo. They're arguing it's all attorney work product, which would keep it completely away from us. And we're saying that's not true, and the court's already ruled. But it just shows you that, you know, even in this 2020, she's still fighting the truth about her emails. It's unbelievable.
Here's a parting area for you, though. I guess I was thinking of you. You probably thought this judge was going to do this yesterday, allowing all these friend of the court briefs to be brought in, maybe 100 of them that goes on forever, run out the clock. Trump's not the president, and Michael Flynn then would still be guilty with a different Justice Department. What can you tell us about the Flynn case? What's the big nugget there for Judicial Watch?
Well, in terms of the instant case issue, the instant court, I mean, look, I thought Judge Sullivan might have, because he's no fan of, it looks like, the Trump administration, might have tortured the Justice Department a little bit for a hearing. But the idea that he would delay justice for General Flynn,
right,
in essentially, you know, issue a cattle call for amicus briefs. You just think about this. You're facing questions about your freedom based on a federal prosecution, and the feds don't want to prosecute you. And rather than the judge doing what the judge ordinarily would do, which is dismiss the claim, he gives third parties with political motives and all sorts of ideological reasons an opportunity to come in and argue against you as to why you shouldn't have your freedom. That's not the way our criminal justice system is supposed to work. And I hope the judge backs down from this. I don't know what the lawyers can do. I'm not a lawyer, but, you know, can they get a new judge? I don't know. Mm-hmm. And I've always highlighted this. I'm sure I've highlighted it with you, Don. This is why pardons are necessary.
Yes.
The system is broken when it comes to justice related to the Trump people. And that's clear here. I mean, we have a judge that wants to do what he's doing for whatever reason. Let's say he's just, you know, maybe he wanted to hear what Judicial Watch wanted to say. Maybe he wanted to hear about criminal processes that he should implement against the persecutors of General Flynn. But he didn't say that. And it suggests that he's just looking for further reasons not to do what the law requires. And it's really disturbing. I thought he might cause some trouble for the government here and trouble for Flynn. I'm shocked that he took this step. I really am.
It is piling on after all is said and done. Now, Judicial Watch, where do we find you and how can people be supportive of this work, particularly as we come into this election cycle? Tom Fitton has laid out today a tremendous number of things and fronts that are going on to get a fair election. Where do we go?
You can go to judicialwatch.org. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter as well, at Tom Fitton. Look, I tell you, there's no one doing more to protect the Constitution on these issues of corruption than little old Judicial Watch.
I agree, and we interview everybody imaginable. It's amazing how much stuff you have out there and how dogged, how long. So I believe someday you're going to have Hillary Clinton saying, what difference does it make to your face?
We'll see.
All righty. Thank you, Tom, very much. Thanks for the time today.
You're welcome, Tom. Thank you.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.